And she said, well, I really expected you back, Mrs. Baker, she said, but I let you do what you wanted. She said, you seem to know and think you were better. But she said, I'm sorry, but you're not. And I said, yes, I know I should have listened to you. So consequently, then I finished work and I was only 44. And I was absolutely devastated. After such a busy life, the life I led, because diabetes has never stopped me doing anything. I was determined it would never, ever stop me doing the things I wanted. And I thought, as long as I do it right, I'm going to be okay. But I was really, really, I was at home and I was quite lonely because by then my children had left home, got married and everything. And I was just suddenly in this world consisting of my husband and I, and no job, and totally, well, as I say, I was just totally devastated. But I picked myself up again and I thought, no, if you don't let diabetes stop you, you're not to let this stop you. So I started to do little things, and I drove as long as I could. Then I had to stop driving. But I did drive as long as I could. And I even went back down to the place where I worked in the kitchens to help. They had like the adult trainees, these children with learning, and adults with learning disabilities. And I, whilst I was able to still to drive, I went down there and I used to sit with them one-to-one, reading with them, teaching them to read and reading with them. Until eventually then I had to give in with that because I couldn't drive anymore. And basically, as I say, after having such a busy life, I seemed just to come to a standstill. Even after my life had got very much quieter than what it used to be, as I say, I was determined that diabetes was not going to stop me doing anything. And I remember now, I actually learned to swim when I was in my 30s. I was so terrified of water, I didn't think I'd ever learn to swim. But I was so determined that I went this few times to this pool where they actually taught you how to swim. And I remember the gentleman that taught me, he was about 70 years old. And after two or three lessons, I was actually swimming a width. So I was really pleased with that because I was so scared. I never thought I'd ever take my feet off the bottom in water. And of course, I learned to drive as well. But then I couldn't drive anymore.